Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A dive bar in Florida donated $14,000 from their walls. You know how people put money up there? They're doing it to help Hurricane Dorian relief in the Bahamas. For years, it's been a custom for bar goers to staple a dollar bill under the walls of the Siesta Key Oyster Bar.
Yes, I love places like this.
Over the past few months, the bar staff has been carefully peeling the money from the walls to donate it to the hurricane relief efforts in the Bahamas. I think that's awesome. And by the way, 14 grand.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
I wonder how many people have been there and like thought about just trying to peel off a few dollars for
themselves. I just need $5 more dollars for that margarita.
Yeah.
A professional dancer caused a scare at a hospital. This happened in Royal Oak, Michigan, when she showed up wearing zombie makeup. Her look put the hospital on high alert. She was getting makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign. She said, "It literally just shot up to my brain and it just caused a really bad reaction." She was rushed to the hospital.
The makeup caused the reaction?
I guess that's what she's saying, but she was still wearing the makeup. The hospital said, "Let's get her back to the trauma area now. She's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense," because they had like, it looked like her face had been eaten by a zombie, kind of.
Yeah.
So, like, her nose and her mouth just looked all sorts of funky. The woman said she just assumed they could see that it was fake. Like, it was, that wasn't the problem. But they didn't know. Hospital spokesperson not too happy with the statement that came out. They said, "The emergency room is not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where their lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on the patients with true emergencies."
Of course. That would be so creepy, though. Could you imagine someone rolling in with all that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in there and like I got like a broken arm. I'm like, I'm getting out of here. It ain't that bad.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Even though it got worse towards the end, I love Walking Dead.
Same, but I would always get eked out just by all the zombies.
An annual study found drive-thrus are 21 seconds slower this year than they were last year, an average of 4 minutes and 15 seconds from start to finish. Out of all the change they looked at, Dunkin' Donuts was the fastest, and it used to be fast, but now I agree it's the slowest. Chick-fil-A. It's always usually a good experience, but I don't know. The Chick-fil-A I go to just gets slower and slower.
Really? I just appreciate a very efficient drive-thru. Happy people that are like on it.
There's one place, I won't name them, but I go there, and well, actually the one I like to go to is closed down because they failed a health inspection, so I hope they get that fixed.
Uh-oh.
But you know it's going to be 10 minutes, and it's not that hard. They're making like a burger.
Yeah.
But it always takes like a day and a half for that to come out.
But you keep going, and it's worth it?
Occasionally, yes. I'm not going back to that same one, though, I don't think, because they failed the health inspection.
Yeah, don't go to that one.
They've been shut down for about a month now. A couple of special days as we wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Today is National Boyfriend Day. I knew I shouldn't have done this. You want to give a shout-out to a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
Okay, Pork Chop, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I do not.
All right, intern Chloe, you got to talk right into the mic. Maybe it'll work. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does. Intern Chloe, she's so lovely. Listen to her accent.
Do you want to shout out your boyfriend?
Nick.
Nick.
Sorry, Nick. The microphone doesn't work.
Here, hop on Pork Chops. Here, Chloe, come here. Give a proper shout out to your boyfriend.
Happy Boyfriend Day to Nick.
Yay.
Now, what are you doing for your boyfriend? You going to wine and dine him and treat him?
Probably just going to get him some snacks or something.
What a good girl. Hey, what do you love most about Nick?
Oh, he's really sweet, and he, like, makes me laugh all the time, so.
Aww. Oh, she's, like, talking about him, and her little face is all lighting up.
Is there a proposal in the future? Are you guys going to get married, do you think?
Oh, we've only been dating for, like, three months.
Oh, it's time. Nick, pop the question. She won't see it coming today.
You're in that it's new and it's so cute and fun. And I want to meet Nick. You got to bring him in sometime. We'll do like a fun game with you guys.
Okay, we could totally do that.
Yes.
And today is also Mean Girls Day.
Boo, you whore.
Yeah. I mean, also because it is October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
This is my movie. This is my fave. I got to watch this today.
You can't sit with us!
Okay, fine. I understand that.
I have this theory that if you cut all her hair off, she'd look like a British man.
Yeah, I know you told me that one before.
That's about Liv the Web Girl, because honestly, when she puts on a hat and like has it down, you might think it's a dude.
Aww, so fetch.
Poor chap, you're not even saying anything, but you know it's true. You know it's true.
Yeah.
Shout out to Liv the Web Man, wherever you are today. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. Song of the day, it's coming up next. What?
You're just funny.
Okay.
I just like you. You're funny.
Why do I feel like funny doesn't mean funny? All right, coming up next, we got Song of the Day. And guess what? It's a throwback Thursday. Who's got the best song? Your vote gets to decide. Porkchop's been on a hot streak. Sure, he's been pandering to you. But will it continue? Will he have 3 days in a row? We'll find out next.